This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of peaceful protesters gathered near the White House today on the 10th day of demonstrations against racism and police brutality spawned by the death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Many in the crowd walked slowly along the newly named Black Lives Matter Plaza, a short distance from the White House. Early in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that as a result of peaceful protests on Saturday, he had ordered the National Guard to start withdrawing 5,000 troops from Washington that had been called to the city to quell violent demonstrations that erupted a week ago. More than 10,000 people protested peacefully in Washington Saturday. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser said no protesters were arrested Saturday, but speaking with Fox News Sunday, she attacked Trump and his administration for flooding the city with federal police and National Guard troops in the last week to quell protests that at times had become violent. She said what we saw last week was basically an invasion of our city. And that was a quote again from Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. The demonstrations demanding racial justice and systemic policing reforms erupted across America and have continued daily after George Floyd, a 46-year-old man, died May 25th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd gasped that he could not breathe. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder in the case, while three other officers who did not intervene have been charged with aiding and abetting the killing. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has justified the use of force to clear Lafayette Park across the street from the White House. The incident came last Monday evening as protesters just ahead of President Donald Trump walking through the park for a chance to stand in front of the nearby church and hold a Bible. Barr, the top law enforcement official in the United States, said protesters were given three warnings to clear the park before police and authorities clad in riot gear advanced on them firing pepper balls. The police action against the protesters came in the midst of nationwide protests against the May 25th death of George Floyd. Barr denied the use of chemical irritants such as tear gas in clearing the park, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines the pepper spray that was used as a type of tear gas or, in its words, riot control agent. Barr said the park was cleared because of violent clashes that had erupted there from Friday to Sunday a week ago, May 29th to 31st, with police, in his words, under constant attack. Latin America, specifically Brazil and Mexico, are seeing increases in the number of coronavirus-related cases and deaths, as the global death toll has just surpassed 400,000. Globally, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases is more than 6.9 million. The death toll just passed 400 this morning and is now at 401,087 cases. John Hopkins University Coronavirus Research Center reported those numbers. The United States is the world's hardest hit nation with more than 110,000 deaths and more than 1.9 million confirmed cases. Latin America has seen an increase in the number of cases and deaths, with the region tallying nearly 1.2 million confirmed cases and more than 60,000 deaths. Tolls are rising sharply in Mexico, Peru, and Ecuador. In Chile, deaths have risen by more than 50% in the past week. Brazil has the second highest number of confirmed cases worldwide, with 672,846. And it ranks third in deaths with nearly 36,000. Johns Hopkins University also reported those numbers. On Saturday, Brazil's health ministry removed months of coronavirus data from public view. The ministry also stopped giving a total count of confirmed cases and the death toll. On Sunday, the city of New Delhi ordered many of its hospital beds be reserved solely for residents of the Indian capital as the number of COVID-19 infections continues to surge. New Delhi alone has registered more than 10% of total cases. Typically, about 60 to 70% of patients admitted to the hospitals in New Delhi are people traveling through from other states. Although COVID-19 cases are still rising, India is easing its lockdown rules. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.